Hello and welcome to Wagner Sports Talk. The date today is Tuesday, March 31st, and I will be talking about the different alternatives for all the different seasons that have been moved back. And the Twitter account is Wagner Sports TLK. That's WagnerSportsTLK. And the email, if you have any questions, is wagnersportstalk@gmail.com. So, as I'm sure almost all of you know, pretty much every season or event has been moved back or canceled, except for the UFC. Dana White has decided to continue the Khabib vs. Ferguson fight, and it will take place at an undisclosed location. Yes, that means that Khabib and Ferguson will still fight. It will just be at a different location now. The UFC also had a fight night on March 14th that took place in Brazil, and they actually had no fans in attendance, which I think could end up happening if this coronavirus lasts long enough. That could be the new way of sports for a while, is that we have no fans in attendance. I think that that could be a real possibility. But another thing that has been canceled that has been moved back, postponed, was the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. So how will this be affected? I want to tell you, the average temperature in Tokyo during winter is around 45 degrees. So you aren't going to have Olympics there in 45 degree temperature. So most likely we're going to see it move to the summer of 2021. That's the most likely result. And also, what will that do to future Olympics? Will they just keep the 2022 Winter Olympics? I don't know if they'll move that back. They'll probably keep it, but I'm not 100% sure about that. But now, I'm on to the big seasons. What will happen with the NBA? The NBA, I'm sure, will just continue on as if this whole thing never happened. They'll probably play the remaining schedule. But there have been people in the NBA infected with coronavirus. So how long is it until they return? I'm not sure about that. But as soon as this whole thing's done, I'm sure they'll return pretty fast. Now, how do I expect the MLB to change their season? That's what I'm really interested in. Because they could go and play, they could just move it back, but then if you move it back, you're playing games in December. Where are you going to play games in December? You can't play up north because at that time it's snowing. You can't play games in like heavy snow. So do you play it down south and make it neutral sites? That's what I'm really fascinated about. And something that I would really like to see, I know true baseball fans wouldn't like this, but I get kind of tired of this 162-game season they play every year, because at some point, it's like, why does this game matter in the long run? It's 162 games. Why does one game matter? Why do I need to watch this game? What I think they should do is, let's say we pick up back up in like July or something, like late July or something. Maybe you have like a 45 game race to the playoffs. You make it interesting for the fans. If you have 45 games, then everyone's going to want to be watching, because even if you're not a like hardcore baseball fan, you're just like, you're interested in your team and your city winning. I mean, you'll probably watch all 45 of those games, because every single game is important. Because you kind of get bogged down by this 162-game season. You're like, eh, I'll just wait and watch them in the playoffs. Or if your team's not good enough to make it to the playoffs, eh, I'll just wait until like the last 2 weeks of their games. But if it's a 45-game season, then every game, every single game that your team is playing truly matters. Because that's a big loss if you take... If you take one, or if you take like two or three losses in a row in a 45-game season. In a 162-game season, you take two or three losses, you just bounce back. It's fine. In a 45-game season, that could really affect your team. And I also want to talk about that alternative of moving it into December. What is that going to do to your up north teams? Like, I'm a Cleveland Indians fan, and that would really annoy me, because then you don't have your home games in the playoffs. You're always on the road, essentially. It's going to be at a neutral site, but if you're playing a team that's down south, I mean, they'll probably have more fans down there. So it's way more difficult for your players to play in a hostile environment. And think about it, you'll be playing at that neutral site all, let's say it's the ALCS, which is the American League Championship Series. You're playing 7 games at the same site, which if they have more fans than you, they're going to have more fans all 7 games. That puts you up against a hostile environment all 7 games. That would be like taking the NBA Finals. Let's say it's the Cavs and the Warriors. Playing it like in Indianapolis. And playing it there all 7 games. That's not fair. Fans of Cleveland are so much closer to that area than fans of Golden State. Fans of Golden State, you have to take a whole plane ride. You have to get that hotel. You have to get all that stuff. And then... if you're a Cleveland fan, you can just drive down to Indianapolis. That's fine. You don't have to worry about buying a plane ticket. I feel that is what it could be like if we end up playing games in December for the MLB. That's what I'm most worried about, because it really just affects the environment that you're playing in. It makes it so hard to play. And now, at this point, I'm sure that they will end up canceling the rest of spring sports for college athletes. And they pretty much will most likely be canceled for high school as well. But what will that do to MLB scouts? That's my biggest question. Because you won't have this most recent season to go upon. You just have to go upon what they've done in the past. And that could be a big thing for, like, let's say a player who was, they were pretty good as a junior, but then that senior year, they were supposed to dominate, like, just absolutely wreck the competition. Now you don't get to see how good they are that senior year. So you're judging off what they did their junior year when maybe they weren't the best player on the team. Now they were supposed to be the shining star on the team. And you as a scout, you don't even get to see that. You have to go off what happened junior year. And same with those college guys. Like, let's say you're at a really good baseball college like Vanderbilt or something like that. You could have been maybe not... you aren't bad, you're good, you're playing well, and you could have a breakout season this year. Those scouts don't even get to see that breakout season. Now you could be, like, undrafted or, like, super low in the draft, and you don't even have any say on that. Also, I want to talk about how college wrestling could be affected. Because it's a sport that... it's not super in the mainstream. And what are you going to go on and go do after college wrestling? Maybe UFC? maybe WWE, but those are like your two outlets. Or you'll go to the Olympics. Those are the three options you have. And so what I'm interested to see is, will they give an extra year of eligibility for those guys who are college wrestlers? Because for a sport like that, you can do that, because it's not super mainstream. They aren't going somewhere after that. Because, like, somewhere like college basketball, I mean, an extra year of eligibility, sure, you could do that. But you're still going to have those guys. You're still going to have your one and dones, like Toppin out of Dayton. He's not going back to college. Wiseman out of Memphis. He's not going back to college. Those guys are not going to go back to college anyway. So if you have you could affect seniors if you don't give them an extra year. If you're like a good senior, but you aren't like going to get drafted, you could be affected not having that extra year. But I'm really interested in college wrestling because of that, because you aren't going to do anything really after. Those guys that are playing basketball, they can go to the NBA. These wrestlers, I don't know what they can do. There's a guy that wrestles at Wisconsin right now. He's in his sixth year because he was an Olympic redshirt, and then I believe that he was a regular redshirt. And so what happens to someone like that? Do you get another year, or your shot at a national championship, it's done. You don't get another chance. You're done. Also, for high school wrestlers and high school basketball players, I know at least in the state of Ohio, they ended up canceling the high school basketball tournament. What are they going to do? If you're like not like the best, you aren't going to a great college, and you were on one of those teams, what are you supposed to do? You kind of get lost. You can't go anywhere you aren't like a great player, so you aren't really going anywhere for college that could win a national championship. And you don't have a chance to get that state championship, which really hurts, because that's something you've been working for 4 years in high school. You've been working really hard to get on the team. You've been working hard to get any minutes you get. And now that all that doesn't matter. It's because of this virus. You don't get to play your sport. But one thing I do want to end this episode off with is talking about the MLB three batter rule. It's four relievers when you come in. This rule was supposed to take effect on March 12th. During spring training, it was going to run throughout the season, I believe. But now it's going to be whenever the MLB comes back. But the rule pretty much says that you have to pitch three batters. So if someone on their first pitch allows a home run, or not their first pitch, the first batter they face, they allow a home run. Then they have to go up against two more batters. Those batters could do anything. Both of them could hit home runs. You're down three runs. Just because you couldn't take your pitcher out after the first or the second home run he allowed? I just think that's crazy. That you aren't. And also that takes away so much freedom that a manager has. They can't pitch to righty lefty matchups really anymore, because you can't have, oh, this guy will pitch two pitches or two batters, and then my lefty will throw against the lefty for the lefty lefty matchup. You can't do that anymore. Now you have to plan three batters ahead. I think that will just really change the game and make it gives the manager so much less freedom. And I have two brothers that are kind of on both sides of the rule. I have one brother that thinks, so what? it can affect the pitcher, but maybe you should have put a better pitcher in there or something like that. And then I have one brother who thinks, it's absolute garbage. Why is this rule in place? I'm kind of a little in the middle. I kind of agree with the second brother, though, because I don't really understand why it's there, because it takes away the freedom of the manager. It takes away those lefty-righty matchups that you can implement at times in the game. And then I understand where my other brother is coming from, though, because he says that maybe you should have better pitcher. It makes you think more about the future. I kind of agree with that because you have to always be looking a couple steps ahead. That's one of the big things about this sport. You have to be looking ahead to what's gonna happen, not what's happening right now. I do agree on that point, but I also think that you should give your managers more leeway. And something also that I forgot to mention was that the XFL was also stopped. And they announced that they were coming back next year. But here's the thing. Are people going to want the XFL next year? They're going to be like, oh, I already got enough games from it. I don't need it. But also something I do have to say is that the reason the XFL was so successful this year was because it was right after football season. If it's like before football season, people have kind of drifted away from what football season was last year. They're watching baseball. They don't want to see like one of these, like these minor leagues, if you will, football. They want to watch their baseball. They don't really care about football, if you will, at that time. So I think when the XFL started was a perfect time because it was right after football season. People still wanted to see more football. It's during the regular NBA season, which, I mean, the regular NBA season, yeah, I'll flip it on. I'll see what's going on. I'll look at the records, but I'm not watching every minute of the regular season NBA. And I'm getting pretty good football. It's like, I like all the rule changes that they've made. And I think that all the changes that they've made have benefited the game. And I especially like the kickoff rule because it takes away those big collisions and like you aren't running at someone and hitting them full force. And I also just like how you have the feel of a college football game too. It feels like these coordinators, they're running like impressive plays. I don't mean impressive plays. I mean more like different plays. They aren't like the normal like HB dive up the middle, inside zone. They aren't running like those. They're running more college plays, which I enjoy that a lot. And also, I think the XFL was just really interesting because you got to see the on-field, like the interactions with the coaches sometimes and like the offensive coordinators and even what play they were calling sometimes. I thought that was really cool. And that's something that I think would be great for baseball during the regular season. This would make their season more interesting. Would be if you put mics on the players during the games. That's something that they did during spring training. And it really just makes the game more interesting. Who wouldn't want to watch Anthony Rizzo cracking jokes as he comes to the plate? You have pitchers like talking about what they're going to do. And then I loved seeing Trevor Bauer like do the, he was telling the batter what pitch he was going to throw, which is something I'd also like to talk about. What are the Astros going to do? Now that you cheated, what are other teams going to do to the Astros also? Are they going to get hit by a bunch of pitches this year? I don't know what's going to happen to them since they've had this big scandal. And also, I just think that having mics on players, it makes that game so much more interesting. Because you get bogged down in, oh, it's another fastball. Here's a changeup. Here's another fastball. And you get to see more... It's more interactions. You get to see the players talking, like, what's going down on the field. And you really just get to be interested by what's going on down there. And that is it. That is all I have for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. I'm going to try to do these episodes maybe once a day. Maybe, hopefully. But I'll see you next episode. All right. Thank you for listening. That's it for now.